Indeed, he is a friend of ours, at least a new friend, Vince Kelly, who is starring in The Golden Girls. The laughs continue, now playing a limited engagement through February 25th at Broadway in Chicago's Broadway Playhouse. That's at Water Tower Place on Chestnut. And then comes back for more performances in May. Vince, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Okay, so just from your voice. Now, say I'm doing fantastic as Dorothy would.
Oh,
or so, but you're playing Blanche. I apologize. As Blanche would.
No, you're totally fine. I do a pretty fun. We all do impressions of each other, so I could probably do an impression of all four of them if you want. I don't think they'd be pretty good, but we do like to make fun of each other and how we speak. But Blanche would say... she would say, "Oh, Lord Dale, how you doing today?"
I like it. All right, so this is, you could tell, friends, all, for one thing, all of the characters are played, you guys play it in drag. Is that the right way to say it?
You know, there's a million ways. There's a million ways to skin that cat. But we like to say that we're just actors. We just happen to be playing some women. Drag is like, you know, if you want to get, you know, down the semantics, drag is like an art form where people adopt these whole personas. We're given a script and a costume, and we put it on, and we tell our little joke. So we like to just actors.
All right. And the actors are you as Blanche, and then there's Dorothy, Rose, Sophia. And I'll tell you, the guy, Jason Bowen, who plays both Stan and that's the ex-husband of Dorothy, and a new character.
Correct, Jamie Fornick. And yes, a brand new character with an old name.
Yeah, named Bert, and I'll leave it at that for now. He's amazing, and all of you are terrific. It seems like you are having so much fun going, at times, way over the top.
Too much fun. I mean, 100%. That's kind of the, you know, if you're going to be a man and put on a wig and some little heels and prance around the stage, you got to shoot for the stars. You're not just going to, there's nothing casual about wearing four pairs of tights and a girdle. You know what I mean? So you meet everybody where they are. And we just try to blow it up out of the water as much as we can.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. How much of it is ad-libbed? I know there's a script, obviously, and you stick to that mostly, but at times I'm thinking, okay, you guys are having fun. That is way beyond anything the script originally said.
What's super fun, you know, like Chicago's a big theater town. You guys come and see shows all the time. But if you're going to see Mrs. Doubtfire or something else at any of the fabulous theaters you guys have around here, they kind of have to sift to the script. That is their job. We have this phenomenal little benefit. Our producers are super cool. So they're like, you guys need to be having fun. And because the audience likes to have fun with you guys. So we like to infuse a little bit of that. If I can make Ryan, who plays Dorothy, laugh on stage, everyone's fine with it. So like we like to rib each other, and then of course the audience gets to be a part of that as well. And also we like to, you know, the show is current day. It's not the Golden Girls from the late 80s, early 90s. So the show's happening now. So if something's happening in the world, like there's a giant cement hole in Chicago shaped like a rat, we're going to find a way to talk about it in the show that night. So it's just such a fun, you know, I've been acting for a long time and I've never had the opportunity and controlled freedom like we do in the show. So it's super fun. You'll never see the same show twice.
Now, it all begins with that theme song we just heard, Thank You for Being a Friend. It first aired, as you point out, at this point, gosh, I don't know how old you are, but this might have been before you were born.
Well, you know, it's funny. The Golden Girls debuted in 1985, which is coincidentally the same year I debuted.
There you go. So so you did not watch The Golden Girls or know what you were watching if you did as a child. So at what point did you become aware? Was it when someone sent you a script and said, here's an idea for you? Or were you a fan?
No. Way before that. So I was, you know, it did run for 7 years. So I was 6 or 7 years old when they were, you know, hitting their stride, winning Emmys after Emmys and Emmys. And I remember I spent a lot of time with my grandmother when I was younger. And I would say, oh, Nana, let's watch Old Lady Show. I didn't know what it was called, but I knew that it was Old Ladies. And she would watch it and she would be cracking up. I didn't get the jokes at all whatsoever, but she had such a good time and she would laugh. And I wanted to I thought that would be a fun way that we could spend our time of us laughing together, even if I didn't understand what was happening. So I would ask her if we could watch Old Lady Show. I thought it was on every day, but now it is. But back then, you know, it was just one day a week. So every time I'd be over, I'd go, oh, no, let's watch Old Lady Show. And she'd be like, well, it's not on. So then, you know, then came the second coming of it. Then it found its new life in reruns and Hallmark Channel and Hulu and all that stuff. And I've seen every single episode and it was such a big part of my life. And then I got the script. So it is like a fun pathway. And some of the other people in the show, that the script was their first, you know, exploration into the Golden Girls. And now they've gone back and done their research like every good actor does and watched the show and picked up everything. But I had the benefit of, you know, getting it on the ground level.
Now, for those that are fans of the Golden Girls, there are all sorts of references, some of them pretty subtle, some of them much more clear with what you guys do on stage. I don't want to give any of it away, but for fans of the Golden Girls, are they going to be, I mean, there's something, I don't know, it's like about a comfort food that you had when you were
Absolutely.
A kid. This is sort of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many reasons why the Golden Girls are evergreen and they're still popular today, and maybe even more popular is because great writing, great actresses. It's multi-generational. It's nostalgic. It's just got so much going for it. So, like, all those reasons are correct. What I like to describe our show is like, it's like meeting an old friend in a new place. So, you know, it's everything that you want. It's all the lines, the mannerisms, the voices, the clothing, the wicker couch. All the ingredients are there, and we've just kind of built it in a new way, and now we're like, here, enjoy this. This is something new that you can try, but it's with all of the, you know, the base is all there, everything that you want.
Of course, the character you play, which is Blanche Devereaux, originally it was supposed to be Betty White, but she and Rue McClanahan kind of switched, and Rue McClanahan did the role for which, as you allude to, she received, I think, 2 Emmy Awards. If you could tell Rue McClanahan something, she, of course, like all of the main characters, have long passed away. But if you could tell her something, what would that be?
Oh, my God, that is... I've been doing so much press for this show, and that is such an amazing question. That is, my hat's off to you. I would tell her, thank you so much for being as over the top and committed to that being over the topness that you were on that show, because it gives me so much wonderful material to play with.
As an actor, when you're that over the top, but believe it, that's the secret, I think. Actually believe what you're doing. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you listen to her on the show. No one speaks like that. It doesn't matter where from the American South you are from. No one speaks like that, but it's so meaty, and it's so much fun to then take something that's over the top. And as we talked about before, as I am, like, you know, a male stepping into these iconic shoes, you got to kick it up even more. So, you know, I'm like vocally tired after the show because of all the lilting and, you know, the vocal exercises that we get to do every night.
Well, yeah. And I think that your fellow cast members are all individually in their own ways over the top, but that's the fun of the whole thing. I hope you're not offended by it, but it's kind of campy in a way.
And, oh, my God, 100%. Yeah. I mean, could 4 women pick up a few wigs and put on an absolutely hilarious side-splitting parody or tribute or Golden Girls experience? Like, we are, absolutely. And I would be the first person in line to go see that. But that's not our show. Our show is for men, and it's everything that comes along with that. So it's over the top. It's campy. It's, you know, a little naughty. And that's exactly what we set out to do.
Indeed you do. And that is Golden Girls. The laughs continue. It is now playing right now. Broadway in Chicago's Broadway Playhouse. That's at Water Tower Place, 175 East Chestnut. But you're coming back in May because ticket sales are like crazy. Congratulations for that. And one more thing.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to say. Thank you for being a friend.
No, thank you for being a friend. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, no. Say that as Blanche.
Oh, okay. It was such a pleasure speaking with you, Dale.
Thank you. That, by the way, is Vince Kelly. Thank you, Vince.
Thank you so much. Take care.